We lost the game in the first half.
Certain players didn't come to the party.
What a horror of a game. Shocking.
It was a do or die game.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show. The PSL is officially back in all of its might and glory. And there were a few results from this past weekend that hit our radars. First off, Orlando Pirates losing to Chippa 1-0 and AmaZulu overcoming Cape Town City 2-1. Stellenbosch also had a lovely 3-1 win over Royal AM. However, the matchup of the weekend was of course between Kaizer Chiefs and Mamelodi Sundowns. The two giants of the PSL took centre stage on Saturday afternoon in a packed Loftus Stadium. The occasion was a special one and was momentous in its own right. Chiefs conceded early, and from there it seemed as if the floodgates had opened with some schoolboy errors, costing Chiefs the match. Because of this, we decided to ask you, did Kaizer Chiefs play the occasion and not the match? As usual, you sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden, and this is the Fan Reaction Show.
I think the problem started when Chiefs won the 3-0 to Maritzburg and Sundowns lost. So when Chiefs went to the game, they thought they won the game without knowing that Sundowns used their second team. And then they rested all the Jali. Actually, the whole team was rested. They were playing a second team. And then for us, the team that we're playing, the team that was. So I can say the first goal and the second and the penalty made things worse. It shouldn't be like that. But because of the two goals early in the game, 15 minutes, and they couldn't recover from it, the defense was shaky.
I'm so disappointed. I didn't expect four goals against Sundowns, but let's give Arthur Zwane a chance. Usa Builder. Maui Kosu, all the best to my boys. Bazobon Uchi, a mistake here about Ibi Gupi. Ndonga Ishonji, my Peggy Peckline. Peckline about you inking. You inking a Peckline.
A sad day indeed. As Chiefs suffer their worst defeat in the PSL. From the moment they conceded that back pass, it was always going to be a tough one for Chiefs to come back. And what made it even worse was Sundowns' defeat during the week. So they had to come back. So experience counts in big games like this, because like Rulani said, Sundowns had big match temperament and they've got the experience, and they will play the game. Whereas with our youthfulness, we'll always play the occasion. So when it comes to games like this, you always need that experience. It's a game that the Chiefs had to lose. It could have been worse. But the learning curve, we move on from here.
We lost the game in the first half. The first two goals that we conceded in the first half really cost that, because after those two goals, we lost like concentration. Boys were nervous. They couldn't like pick up. So I believe the first two mistakes that were made by Ngezana cost us the game itself, because after that we couldn't pick up again. Instead, Sundowns pushed. Yes, we tried, but obviously the occasion to a certain extent was too big for our boys. But it happens in football. I'm sure next game we're going to win it. It's a learning curve. We learned a lot from this game. I believe we've learned a lot. And definitely in the next game, we're definitely going to win, judging from the way that our boys played. We did dominate the game in terms of ball position, but I mean, you can dominate the game, you can have too much ball position, but if you do not score, it means nothing. We need to work on our scoring. If we can like find a striker that will help us with goals, I believe we can do better.
Yeah, no, I'm a bit disappointed, but nevertheless, there's some positives. I feel woozy. Certain players didn't come to the party. Honestly speaking, I'm not quite sure if to say stage fright or what was the problem. But certain players, specifically Ngezana, I mean, as a defender, you gotta do better than that. Yes, one mistake is acceptable. Two, it's unacceptable at that short period of time. And I think had we converted that penalty again that we got by Ubiliati, we could be singing a different story. But nevertheless, I'm happy with how the team played. We played very well. This is actually the kind of football that you want to see as supporters. So I'm 100% behind the boys. We just have to go back to the drawing board and fix the mistakes that we did today. And obviously, make it a point that we rectify and we start collecting as many points as possible. I believe that if we can win 3 games in the row, we have actually turned the corner. 3 to 4 games in the row, we have actually turned the corner. But I just want to say, keep it up to the boys, and we are fully behind them.
Hey, but you guys achieved the man. Hey, Italy, we're funny. The only thing that counts, Mamelodi Sundowns, and is also going to count as well to any team that is going to face Mamelodi Sundowns. Equality, the Sundowns and Ayo. Like, bakipa umlilo. So I think the Chiefs, the Lekeng and Uti, I know my player like umlilo. So, namanje mota to pega, nayo coach at Azwane, ukurelease ama player fana nabo Nikovic, no Castro. They were not supposed to be able to release kangaka. Because if like we can check that you are needed, yes. But it's including the Ntoli and Kaizer Chiefs, man. Good people like him. As far as with me, Lugan's Winjani. And the motor to pay and the Sundowns now. If you're comfortable, the cool message like that. But the speak party in quota, the final charge, you'll be missing, which means that depth, I'm a player like you mentioned now, like about this, like it's Kalega cool. Even though I pay. Why they should have released him?
My queen, I think Masbulo is a player he choosing a Kwa Chiefs. Otherwise, the game was well, more special second half. Since Lalea was clear, cool. Just with my Yali Lisha, great defender yet. Boy, Yagelela. Otherwise, this is a meal. Yagin don't get Zane, he was fast fuck on his Alelo. Because this is a penalty has been in jail. I think when there's a mistake, so in the same opinion, there's a mistake. Because we are accused of a penalty too. But it's all right.
Sometimes it's Spanish. Sometimes we are quite stronger that much. It's Spanish because not is the lane at the same time, Uzwane, I'm a guy who's super bumpa, number one goalkeeper with Kaizer Chiefs. If I got a phone call in a bag, I'm going to beat us in game. Yes, Annie. Yes, I'm going to lose one. No, Queen, you must want a combination. Galandu's got Queen, good, but I don't know. Uplom, yeah, but namhlanje be out. Be out in game and namhlanje. At least some dance will meet position yakhe. Anyway, yeah. And Kata said, call Alexander and Pina Mkalise. The girl says, hot at night. Yo, I'm like, hi, yo. Who's it just in the night, coach?
Okay, yeah, we will learn to Malone for Rame. I told you, I'm Lady Sundance. So we are done in an Arkansas Chiefs play local change us at 11 Selasa Tuesday. Several playing us one. And then the only thing here, by leveraging for Mamelodi Sundowns was testing the new players. If it, baka kona uchaga. Team elegilenge TS Galaxy. This team eloroni. Ito raloka every day. This team elorra test or no. These new players baka kona kopanana. So unfortunately, earlier we are back to our a strong team. Raloka na likiza Chiefs. Then we snagam korka dranga on. For not. We snagam korka dranga on. Kima ngu sanjaje for not if it's not Kaizer Chiefs. Sinakriya.
It was a do or die game today. Due to the result of the midweek, where Chiefs managed to win and then we lost. So we came with hunger and then they came to play with us, carrying that a result of the midweek. So they didn't play well. We did capitalize on the mistakes, more especially in the first goal. The one that they made a mistake and then came a penalty that also make it worse. So I think they need to go to the drawing board to iron up some of the things. Sundowns was very strong today, and then for the technical team was more focused on attacking and making sure that we score in the early goals.
I believe that Kaizer Chiefs played a good game, just that we needed a target man up front. And with Dupree's out with injury, this just proved that as Kaizer Chiefs, we do need like strikers. We don't have strikers. So yes, we can play good football in the middle of the park, but then without strikers, we can't expect goals from like these midfielders and the defenders. We have to get like the target man. I think the only thing that's short right now is strikers. We have to get the strikers.
I think Atazwan is doing the great job. Into nje is short ngayo. If we can just get natural number 9, I think we'll be starting winning games. I saw this today game. Sundowns was using experience. They were defending deep, but I'm proud of the boys. What I see, Kubafana, now we are getting there slowly but surely. Let's give Omange a chance. We are getting there. Singapenik is still early. I know as coordination, we want our results and speed, but the results won't come just overnight. Let us be patient. Let us give this young coach Atazwane, one of our own, a fair chance. Chiefs will be doing wonders this season. I promise.
We both knew that they are playing against the Wounded Lion. And we must remember Sundowns is not a small team, it's a big team. It was the toughest fixture in PSL, GSTV Premiership. So for me, the performance was not that bad for Kaizer Chiefs. But the performance of other players, they did not come to party. The players like Ngezane and Vuma, you can't put Vuma on that big game like that. We need those tried and trusted keepers like Obokuni. They can do wonders. They can play a big role on the games like this. And that's the most painful part, what happened yesterday. The back line of Kaizer Chiefs changed everything. Anyway, I hope Kaizer Chiefs, they learn a lot. They'll take that loss as it is. And then they'll focus on their next game. But when you are playing big teams, you can't make mistakes like that. They will punish you total.
Oh, honestly speaking, I don't feel like we have done something wrong. We've got ourselves to blame. If I can tell you, we have scored an own goal. We shoot ourselves on the foot. We respected Mamelodi Sundowns way too much to that extent, whereby we ended up no longer playing our football. We knew from the onset that Mamelodi Sundowns would like to win the ball on the middle of the park. And then we intended to play their football, whereas we have got our flying wingers, whereby we should have been played our football by penetrating on the wings, something that Mamelodi Sundowns doesn't have and cannot contain the crosses from our wing backs. Then, each and every game that Mamelodi Sundowns have won in Africa, CAF and stuff like that, they make sure they won the ball on the middle of the park.
Only thing that I notice is that Atazwane want to play a beautiful football. We go forward too much. We didn't scared of Sundowns. So we attack more than Sundowns. So that Sundowns are waiting for our mistake. He capitalized for our mistake. So that's why we lost the game. We lost it there. We try. And then Sundowns kill us with our mistake. In second half, we play very well. But Sundowns was waiting for counterattacks. So they used that counterattack. And even our defense, they were not good at all. There's no communication, nothing at the back. I think once we build our defense first, we have to make sure that our defense is good. The midfield is good, but we lack in the striking force. We need more strikers.
Mamelodi Sundowns did prove to be strong against Kaizer Chiefs. However, remember Kaizer Chiefs idlala ngabadlala basha, so it was kind of like expected. Most of these players, they're not used to this pressure, and I think some bebe tugile. So yeah, and the only mistake I think he immediately felt that Kaizer Chiefs was exposed yesterday. Bebanga combined, looking at the two goals, they came from the midfielder. And another thing, the front three were not getting supply as much as we did get from the previous game. So ungathatha chance, especially the first chance that we got first half and the penalty that we missed, it also killed the spirit of the game. But I think Uzwane saw all those things, so I think uzosebenzela kuyo going forward.
What a horror of a game. Shocking. Really scary to even think about it. School kids' errors cost us the game. We did not have sense of agency. We cannot play a big team like Sundowns without a proper striker. We did not have a striker. I think Chiefs, yes, they played to the occasion, not the match, because we were nowhere to be found on the pitch. We were always caught wanting. We did not play the way we played on Tuesday. It was a very different ball game. I never saw the Chiefs that I saw on Tuesday yesterday when we played Sundowns. But then it's a game. The last time we lost by 4 goals against Sundowns, we went on to win the double, the league, and the Nedbank. So I still believe our players will turn the corner and do the right thing and make us happy as supporters. I still believe we are united in action. We will support our boys up until the team is ready to play to such a big occasion. But anyway, yeah. Congratulations, Sundowns. They did their homework and they played well.
There are positives, there are also negatives. But going forward,
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.